Princess Meredith, I didn't realize.
I smiled and said, It's fine. The ambassador is correct. A thank you won't bother me.
But it will bother your men,
Shelby asked. Some of them, yes, I said. I looked behind me to Dole and Frost. They stood behind me like darkness and snow made real, and that wasn't far from the truth. Dole had black hair, black skin, a black designer suit. Even his tie was black. Only the shirt was a rich royal blue, and that had been a sop to our lawyer. He thought black gave the wrong impression, made him seem threatening. Dole, whose nickname was Darkness, had said,
I am the captain of the Princess's Guard. I am supposed to be threatening.
The lawyers hadn't known what to say to that, but Dole had worn the blue shirt. The color almost glowed against the rich, perfect black of his skin, which was so black there were purple and blue highlights to his body in the right light. His black eyes were hidden behind wraparound black-on-black sunglasses. Frost's skin was as white as Dole's was black, as white as my own. But his hair was uniquely his own, silver, like metal beaten into hair. It gleamed in the tasteful lighting of the conference room, gleamed like something you could have melted down and made into jewelry. He had tied the top layer of it back with a barrette that was silver and older than the city of Los Angeles itself.